This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. We continue our conversation with Atlanta's new Episcopal Bishop, Robert Wright, who was ordained earlier this fall. He's Atlanta's first African-American Episcopal Bishop. In part one of our conversation, Bishop Wright talked about the continuing battles within the Episcopal Church over issues like blessing same-sex couples. The bishop began part two of the conversation by saying, "The church needs to move beyond a focus on issues like sexuality and start talking to the wider community about more fundamental things."
Well, the issue of God is the most important for me. I think we've got to talk about God more. I think that, we've gotten sort of down in a sort of a secular wrangling over issue. And that's unfortunate. And our church conversations look a lot like our politically partisan conversations. But I think that we are the people of God, and we're called to talk about this God, and we're not talking about God enough. And I think when the church talks more about God, I think it's amazing how we find that we can be drawn together, not doctrine, not dogma, but about a loving, generous, wise, and gracious God.
On an issue specific to Georgia, there's a commission in the legislature that has been looking at decriminalizing traffic offenses, and the diocese said that that was an issue that was important to them. Is that important to you, number one? And why focus on decriminalizing traffic offense?
You know, as we read our scriptures, you know, it's clear that love of neighbor is important. And the diocese brought to the fore at our last meeting this notion of human dignity, especially around our Hispanic brothers and sisters who are inordinately being pulled over and targeted. And I think what we want to say as a diocese, what we in fact said through that resolution, is that we're watching and we're paying attention, and we want our Georgia legislature to be mindful that, you know, human dignity is important. And just because people are born in other places and perhaps don't have the same status as some of the rest of Georgians does not mean that they get to be treated in some sort of subhuman, crude, crass fashion. And so I think that's important. I think that the church has got to find its advocacy voice yet again.
The legislature may also take up a personhood amendment, as it's been called, a human life amendment, which basically says that life begins at conception. Does the diocese have a position on that, or do you personally have a position on that? Because certainly within the diocese, there are going to be a range of opinions on that.
Well, yeah, the diocese does have a range of opinions, and I have an opinion as a member of the diocese. Certainly, I think that honoring life at the very beginning, discerning life and calling it life is certainly where I am. I also, at the same time, respect people's right to choose. Even Jesus himself respected people's right to choose. God himself gave us the ability to choose. I personally would hope that people would choose life, and if in some way they're not able to accommodate that life, that they would use our foster care system, our adoption system, etc. You know, I don't know if that's a both and, but certainly as someone who was adopted personally, and as someone who has adopted, I'm grateful in a profound way that people brought me to term. My mother, my biological mother, brought me to term and gave me the opportunity to live the life that I've lived. And so I'm thankful to God for that. I think also when we talk about dignity of life, we mustn't only care for those and be mindful of those who are yet unborn. But I think that ought to transfer into the way that we do the death penalty in Georgia. I think it seems logically inconsistent to value life at its beginnings but not value life at its ends.
Does that mean that you as bishop would take a position, let's say, against an amendment giving personhood to a fetus at conception?
I don't take an exception at that. But I just want us to be consistent. I want us to talk about personhood right through. I want us to also look at the way that the elderly are cared for, and do we also does our system give them the amount of dignity that we think is worthy? Do we also look at our prisoners? And so if we're going to begin there, fine, but let's not end there.
So are you saying you would support it, oppose it, or just let it go?
I thought I said very clearly that I would support. I think I'm for. I happen to be a person who understands life to begin at conception. I think if we want to call that that brand new life a person, I'm fine with that.
Atlanta's new Episcopal Bishop, Robert Wright. Bishop Wright, thank you so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
One postscript to the conversation. The day after we recorded it, Don Plummer in the diocese office said the bishop had spoken to him and that Bishop Wright would expect each Episcopalian to make what he called a prayerful choice on the issue of a human life amendment.